Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. All right. What is the protocol, Patrick? Do PGA Tour players have to get tested for COVID prior to each tournament?
Not if they have been vaccinated. Uh-huh. The new policy for a while now has been you don't have to be tested if you've been vaccinated. The reason Rahm ended up being tested was that he was he reported to them that he'd been in close proximity to some guy who did have COVID. And so then they said, okay, you can play, but you have to get tested every day. And for some reason, I think this was starting like a week ago, more than a week, and he was negative Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The test came back positive. They retested it, still positive. And they broke the news to him four steps off the green. You think they could have waited maybe until he was up the path a little bit to say, hey, this will look good on TV. Let's just tell him that six-stroke lead of his is gone and he can't play Sunday.
And it's very plausible that he would have retained the lead.
No kidding.
Six shots is a pretty good lead.
Yeah, and unlike the lumpster who gave it away, I don't think Rahm. Mm. I think there's a case can be made he's the best player in the world. I think he's more consistent than Dustin. He's always in contention, and he's an amazing player when he's playing good. He should have won, but he also, if you're out there amongst them and you know how paranoid they are about COVID still on the PGA, just get vaccinated.
Why couldn't he have just played on his own either before or after the round?
Because they've thrown three or four other guys out of tournaments, and they can't change the rules, even when a guy's six strokes ahead.
And he's not sick.
No, he's fine, but he's just tested positive. And I don't know, I don't think they retested him. I think they just retested the sample, and it came back positive again. But he had been next to some guy at some tournament or some damn thing.
Wow.
So, that's a hard one to give away. What was first place?
It's got
to
be 1.7,
and I don't even think you get a consolation prize for leading for three rounds.
I don't think you get a nickel.
You don't get nothing. It's, I mean, he's got
warmest personal regards.
Yeah, that's right. And you get a vaccine, you dummy. It is ridiculous. I suggested on Twitter they let him tee off at 7 in the morning. All by himself, but that obviously was not going to happen because it would be a contrast to the rules. Would have been great TV, though, knowing what you had to shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go for it here, man. It is too bad. He's a great player. So
tell me about the Tommies.
The St. Thomas's last act in Division III.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing in the Division III National Tournament in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, nearby Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Three times they have rallied to win, including, I think, scoring four in the ninth or something the first game.
Wow.
So they are in the leaders in the winner's bracket. They stayed in the winner's bracket all the way. And starting today in Cedar Rapids, which is in the ballpark where the Twins High A Farm Club plays.
The Colonels.
The Colonels. They are playing Salisbury, North Carolina, the best of three. So they'll play a Monday, Tuesday, and if need be, Wednesday.
For the title?
For the title. They have rallied. I think it's a new system. I don't know how long they've been playing the best of three like they do in the College World Series, but...
Elimination games in 24 hours.
Yes.
Is what they won.
Wow.
And they rallied to win them all. Yes. They rallied to win them all. And it was very good for Chris Olin, too, because they're trying to, you know, as they move up to Division One, all their coaches are kind of on probation as to whether they can handle the upgrade. And they didn't have a great year last year, or 2 years ago. They didn't have a great year last year. They didn't really play. So.
I have heard from people that I would think would know that this move to D1 is extraordinarily expensive.
I heard 25.
I heard 900.
No.
They got to
no.
come up with their own buildings.
Well, if they end up doing that. The only building they really need, they need a hockey arena that also they can put a basketball court on and play their bigger basketball games, right?
And isn't there some NCAA rule about how far away from campus the building can be? I believe there's a rule.
Would you look that up, Rook? I don't know. Louisville is they play downtown. I mean, they're only a couple miles from campus, but they play downtown. The Syracuse plays in the Carrier Dome. You don't have to.
Well, I'm just asking because I can't picture where they put a hockey building on their
over
campus. There's
where
no
the
room.
Seminary is.
Then you got to tear down the seminary.
There's something. Aren't there some fields there that the soccer field or some
yeah,
damn thing?
But that's not big enough for a hockey building. It's a soccer field.
Somebody pointed over there and told me they could play there.
What about that golf course that's nearby? I mean, I think you'd probably tear that thing down.
That was the rumor.
I'd take the offer.
That was the rumor that St. Thomas was going to buy Town and Country.
That rumor's 50 years old.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a problem. It's not a great location for finding room, that's
no.
for sure.
It's I talked of... to a gal who has left the hockey program at St. Thomas just mm-hmm. because...
They need quality of athletes coming in.
She just thinks D1's going to be too much and I better concentrate on school.
Sure. Yeah. That's probably a very good idea. Mm-hmm. They just hired the Gopher assistant as a male... as Joel Johnson or something as their women's hockey coach today. So, but yeah, they're adding staff and doing a lot of things. But I think maybe throwing out buildings. I heard the tab annually is $25 million.
Hmm. Wow, Pat. I missed it. When are the Tommies play next?
Today.
They do at what time?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Be fun if that was on TV.
I was just going to ask if anyone was carrying it.
Might be stuck. It might be someplace. For sure it's on.
3:30 they play probably Salisbury.
Probably on one of those.
I don't want to watch it on a computer.
Yeah, probably one where you got to watch it on a computer. They say anything about TV?
Looking for that right now.
Probably can watch it at St. Thomas. Probably can watch it on the St. Thomas
website.
I was able to
stream the Mavericks game when they lost to Southern Arkansas last
week.
So
are you looking at the Star Tribune or the Twin
I'm looking
Cities?
At NCAA.com. Okay. They have Watch Here Live at 3:30.
Okay. Oh,
they could,
sure.
They could be charging you, too. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they are or not. But go Tommies. What the hell?
Salisbury is 32-4. Tommies are 37-8.
You think anybody on that Thomas St. Thomas, like a junior, let's say, do you think he'll be good enough to be a D1
yes.
senior?
Yeah, I would bet 60% of the roster will be guys that are there now. I mean, it's baseball. It's not.
Is this the first fall of D1 football?
Yep, but it's non-scholarship. It's the Pioneer League. It's okay. not. It's not. You know, there's we got your FBS, which is the bowl teams, and there's 120 of those, and that's what the Gophers are in. Then we got your FCS, which has got 60 scholarship limit. You can have 85 players, but only they got to share, I think, 60 scholarships. And then there's the Pioneer League, which can have 85 players, but no scholarships. Now they can find academic scholarships and all kinds of stuff like that to help them out. But they, if Joe, if they were playing regular football, mm-hmm. that $25 million a year would be close to 40 or 35 at
well,
least.
Well, can somebody who isn't in the FBS get to a significant bowl game?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the division that North Dakota State's in. Okay. That's the Summit League and those people.
Speaking of that, did you see Nick Saban's new contract that was inked this morning?
He's old. He's like me. Why doesn't he quit?
Pat,
he's 72.
He has signed a contract extension that will run through February 28th of 2029.
Wow. Come on. So he'll be 80 then, huh?
78 years old when I find
him. He's 70 now?
Yeah.
Not on
and what? What are we getting, 14 a year,
it's
maybe?
Football.
You know what? Terms were not disclosed.
He was making 9, I think.
Is this the Alabama coach?
Yeah. But it was reported that he is receiving a significant pay increase, which is good for
Nick.
That's
good. That's good.
He deserves it. You know,
we had an intern, not an intern, a part-timer at the Star Tribune, Nick Kelly, working in sports. I didn't know him too well, but he has been hired as the Crimson Tide beat writer for football in the Tuscaloosa News. And I've said,
that's a big deal.
And I've been tweeting him saying, tweeting out there, somebody who's going to finally hold Nick Saban's feet to the fire. Go get him, Nick. You don't have to, you know. When he doesn't want to answer your questions, you ask them again, damn it.
Here's the best part of Saban's contract. I found it. So the base salary and talent fee of $8.5 million for the current contract year will increase annually throughout the length of the contract. Here's the best part, gentlemen. There will also be a contract completion benefit of $800,000 payable at the end of every year from 22 to 29, which means he's getting $800,000 for staying with his own contract. What a country.
Weird. And
a good lawyer.
It's, the talent fee means media, you know, doing a radio show and a TV show.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So, but
wow.
Yeah, it is unbelievable though. The draft is the Alabama Invitational. I mean, the biggest workout before the NFL draft is not the combine in Indianapolis. It's the Alabama Pro Day.
They got really
how many first rounders? 6 this year.
Had at least six.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and they just replace them. And they're actually have gotten a couple of the hottest transfers too.
What's their most important game of the year? Is it the Iron Bowl? Is that Auburn and Alabama game?
Yeah, for years they played it at Birmingham.
Yeah,
and then in the neutral site, and then Nick raised so much hell about that now they alternate back and forth. They play it in their own stadiums, I believe. Birmingham might get it once in a while, but Tuscaloosa gets it every other year.
They did have 6 first-round draft picks this year.
That'll get her done. They've come a long way since segregation down there. When Bear Bryant was playing
in the early
60s. Yeah.
But he saw O.J. Simpson.
No, it was Sam Bam Cunningham.
Oh, okay.
Sam Bam Cunningham jumped in the end zone for 4 TDs for Southern Cal. And
we don't need to say that.
And
we?
No, we're not going to say it. But Bear took a kinder view.
He took a liking
of integration. Right.
Suddenly it was fine.
Kinder view.
Suddenly integration seems more feasible.
That's
than
right.
The
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, really. I'm telling you, rednecks. One of the greatest days of my life as a sports writer, sitting in his office on a Saturday morning the week before the Iron Bowl. Him and Jimmy Hunter talking about turkey hunting. And I'm just sitting in the corner listening to him and his buddies talk. It was great.
And they had a total of 10 players drafted throughout the draft. So
yeah, but if you don't get drafted in the first 2 rounds, you were a disappointment there.
That's true.
So,
How many first rounders did the Fighting Gophers have?
None, but they got they had Winfield.
No, we had Bateman. Bateman went.
Went in the first round. Yeah, yeah. And Winfield, was he a second rounder last year?
Last year, and then the cornerback went to, I think, Washington. That Saint Jerry. Yeah,
he was a transfer here, wasn't he? Yeah, Saint came in, and then the big right tackle, if he's healthy and showed something, Fafil or whatever it is, he could end up being one next year. He's a damn near 400, plays right. He's a huge young man. So, Joe, the Gophers, because of the extra COVID year, might have, even Coach Fleck will not be able to tell us how young they are. They got to have the oldest team in America, including two guys who will be entering their seventh year of college college athletics.
I eat difficult conversations for breakfast.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Seven years down the drain.
Yes, right.
Are you still clinging to your belief that the Twins aren't going to do anything? It's getting worse, isn't it?
Well, they
come on, a big pitcher's duel yesterday, 2-1.
They should have only scored 9-10 runs yesterday, but they managed to screw up everything. And
we turned a triple play, though.
But we did turn a triple play. Guy butted into a triple play,
popped
it up.
Worst butt attempt ever.
They just popped it up to Miguel, and these guys were running like lunatics. And that was the easiest triple play ever. Miguel's been involved in four triple plays.
That's first to second to third?
This one went, second, back to first.
Yeah, first, second, back to first.
Because the ball was caught in the air.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Gaetti, of course, remains, the Twins remain the only team in history to have two in one game.
Boston, right?
Boston, 1990, and they were both identical. He's playing near the line.
Yep.
Guys in first and second. Hard hit ball, steps in a bag, boom, boom. Yep. Both of them.
It was him, Newman, and Herbeck, right?
Yeah. He was involved in seven. As a player, six with the Twins, and then another one after he left, Gaetti. Wow. So there's only been 15 in Twins history.
Does the Rat come around, or does he?
He was coaching, wasn't he? Managing?
He was managing Sugarland, Texas, but I don't think he's doing that anymore. I don't know what he's doing. He's married. His son and Gladden's daughter are married,
really?
He comes up to visit the grandkids once in a while.
Okay. Well, he hasn't been part of the Twins, though, has he? You don't see him at events?
He's come up for, we're doing 30 years this year.
91,
so
yeah.
When we did the 87 reunion, the bride and I went to that game, was there.
No, he won't do 91 because he wasn't here.
He wasn't on the team,
so... Yeah,
for the sake of the game, come on.
He was there for the 80s. And we should have him as a guest,
Speaking of Gladden, I forget which pregame I was listening to, either Saturday or Sunday, and he was interviewing Pete Rose, and it was hilarious.
Yeah. Really?
Those two swapping stories.
What was Pete promoting?
I think a book, or maybe, I can't remember exactly what he was promoting, but I think they did it in segments.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
Well,
listening to those two.
I told you, I covered Pete the 3 days before I was there for 3 days, but some guys were there for a week when he was going to set the hit record.
Yep.
And he did 45 minutes before every game, 45 minutes after every game, and never told the same story once in the 3 days I was there. He's unbelievable.
Does he get a pension, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, how's he living?
He had a sports show in Vegas for a long time.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of, he hasn't disassociated himself from the gambling industry. he makes a lot of money from those guys. So,
I got to look something up. Is this the U.S. Open week?
No, it's next weekend, Father's Day.
This coming weekend is not Father's Day?
No, it's next weekend.
Did you guys hear J.L. Coven, the guy who does Trump?
Mm-mm.
Was thought to have come out to give a speech in North Carolina with his pants on backwards.
Yes, right. Now, have we denied that?
It's been disproven.
It has been
higher
disproven.
Resolution photos show that the pants were on correctly. But I wonder if you could play it.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you when to stop.
It looks very, you can't see a zipper. It's just kind of a pullover type of thing.
Trump said, I went to the tailor, and they said, sir, your package is so big. You know, you're going to...
let's hear it. Can we hear it? Can we hear it?
Give me a minute or two to see if I can find it.
Here, it's on my phone. Would that help you?
Oh, I got it right here.
Find it. He'll find it.
I think Pat might need 911 after this one.
And you, it's clean, Joe? Or are we going to be good?
I'm going to yell at you if I think it's...
Okay, here we go.
So it's the fake news media, as usual, is talking about how I put my pants on backwards. Have you ever heard anything so stupid? I didn't put them on backwards. What happens is I went to the tailor, and he said, sir, and this is what he said. He said, your package is too big. It's almost the size of an ass. It's almost like reverse. There's so much there. Because as you know, you measure what's down there. It's not just the stick and apples, if you know what I mean. It's a big carrot down there, very orange, very large. It's the upper area. You know, Chris Christie has a, if you count that, he has one of the biggest packages in the world. If you count the, you know, the area between the strong presidential stomach and the strong presidential carrot is a almost like a strong kangaroo pouch, except I have so much more wealth than a kangaroo that my pouch is a lot bigger. And that all goes into the package, okay? That you know, some people call it junk, but I don't have junk. Too wealthy for that. So they call it, my tailor calls it, your treasure is so big, sir, because he knows I'm too rich to have junk. So the pants look like a reverse of regular pants because there has to be extra room for the carrot, the apples, and the very strong McDonald's fueled presidential pouch. So no, I didn't wear my pants backwards. Right, I just have.
All right. I think you got through that without having to edit it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why did Chris Christie come up?
Well, for the
Right. I got you.
Why did the front of him look like he'd been sitting on them?
Right.
That was the wrinkles were what was made you curious because look like they'd been. Does look like
wasn't there? Rook, help me. There was a '90s hip hop group, Crisscross. They wore their pants backwards.
Yeah, jump.
Maybe that's what he was doing.
Well, I was thinking about. I tried to think about it. How would you even put them on backwards?
I told my wife, allegedly Katie is she's monitoring his odd behavior closely. And I said, he supposedly had his pants on backwards. And I said, she said, hey, you can't do that.
You can't do it.
No, impossible. You can't do that.
Did you ever see the video of the Russian guy trying to put his pants on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because he thinks it's his shirt.
Was he overserved?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah. It went on for 5 minutes.
Russians like to drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm glad I'm not doing, by the way?
Huh.
Running for president against Putin in Russia right now. It's
healthy, is it?
I see some guy just took off for the Ukraine just in case.
Yeah.
And you know where else it isn't good? Nigeria.
Nope.
That's
competitive.
That's
to unseat the city.
Nigeria, they've shut down Twitter because basically, the president sent out something how he's going to chop people's heads off, and they got mad at him for that. So, yeah, Nigeria, there's a lot of high-risk places to run for president out there right now.
Yemen is another one.
Yemen.
You want to watch Yemen.
Yeah, you do want to watch Yemen. Yeah. I haven't heard much of Yemen lately. It's kind of out of the news.
They're in a famine and every other. It's just sad. Mm-hmm.
That presidential thing with your pants on backwards did remind me of the Larry David episode. When he had the pants, when he had the bubble right here. And the family friend thought it was that he was in a state of arousal. it was just the way his pants sat.
Yeah.
And then she reported to somebody else that Larry got excited driving to, and then, you know, what's her name? The wife's like, Larry? It wasn't that. It was just the bubble.
Most shows have the one note joke, but the fact that every week they could take this and turn it into that,
Little success of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But a show about nothing.
Take some little thing and turn it into my favorite character on that show remains Susie.
Oh, yeah. Foul-mouthed Susie.
Foul-mouthed wife of... She hated her husband, and the only person she hated more than her husband was Larry.
Right.
Well, that's what...
Larry, I mean, you four-eyed bleep. You got my daughter drunk and gave away my dog.
That was why that show was even better than Seinfeld, because Seinfeld had limitations.
Yeah, right.
There was no cap on. She would say, Larry, you four-eyed. Yeah. And she said it with such distinction.
Conviction.
Conviction. You know that she meant it.
And, the Seinfeld couldn't have had the obit for the aunt that died.
Yes.
That then gave the other woman a heart attack just reading the damn thing. Oh, I didn't tell him that.
Right. But that show was tops. Yeah, getting a hooker so he could go into the same lane.
And then, of course, himself enmeshed in her life. And then he gets
up. Or Larry the Ass Man, when the mother-in-law's looking for a pen and he runs a red light and they get the picture and he's caught looking at her butt because he doesn't know what she's doing. And then it's confirmed that he's an ass man. It's just the situations were so perfect. And being adult TV was just hilarious.
Another little one was when he tripped Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody had hated in town and nobody talking to him anymore. And at the end, he's thinking, this is the greatest thing ever happened to me. Nobody will talk to him. Nobody will come over. God, yeah.
That's got to be on somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah. It's amazing.
We don't.
It's amazing. It's amazing that joke was able to, that he was able to do it. I'm sure he threatened to be done about six different times.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Did you ever watch the movie he did? What's the name of the movie?
It wasn't like
Simon and Garfunkel.
No. It's like Chicago. That's a big band. Chicago. That's what I was going to bring
it was,
up.
Yeah, I got to find that. It was called...
Curious something.
Something USA or...
No, it was some damn thing.
Chicago.
Oh, man. They had like 12 guys?
Oh, God help us.
Oh, God.
Did you see the crowd at the Vegas game last night?
No.
Clear history.
Packed house.
Did they let them go in? God, they kicked their ass.
It just said, COVID is officially over. Because it was just a packed house. Yeah.
Why aren't they allowing people in Canada to go to a hockey game?
I don't know. They don't have any people in that country. Why the hell aren't they vaccinated?
Don't know.
God almighty.
Did Montreal and Toronto go seven games?
Yep, Montreal won the last three, right. And now they've won the first three. They've got a six-game winning streak.
Eric Staal having
the time of his life.
I wonder if Jake Evans will ever function as a normal human being again.
Ooh.
The Montreal guy who took the hit from the Winnipeg's Taffoli or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
He only got, eight games? Or
four.
Four.
And he did not contest it.
You know
I'd kick him out of hockey.
How could he contest it?
You know who's their disciplinarian now? He was a goon. George Paris?
Oh, yeah.
George Paris, P-A-R-R-O-S, is the NHL's chief of discipline.
Oh.
Yes. He just, the Washington got fined for $250,000 or $500,000 for ripping him for, I think it was Washington, not suspending the guy who did some goony thing,
The NHL's Department of Player Safety.
George Paris, right?
Yep, that's who he is. And he looks like...
Oh, he was the only reason he was in the league was
right
he was
off
a
slap shot. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that long hair.
Yeah.
And he was the enforcer.
The only reason he was in the league was because he was a goon. And now he's the director of enforcement.
Well, then they got a guy who knows about goons.
Yes, yeah, but he endorses them, apparently. Yeah. I mean, you're right. Four games for that guy should have been life.
Oh, that was vicious.
God almighty. Mm-hmm. After a goal, too. I mean, that's right. Yeah, wasn't it after a goal?
He scored an empty netter.
Yeah.
And he's coming around to skate back down, and boom!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, it was bad.
Yeah. Has there been much complaints about only four games?
I haven't read it. I don't know.
Yeah. I haven't either.
Having this guy in charge. He had another controversy. I think it was the Caps. Caps complain about Paros. He had another one that somebody got damn near killed in.
It was, this is his Wikipedia, professional.
It would be just a month, 2 weeks ago or so. When
Tom Wilson controversy. During the Washington Capitals Rangers on May 3rd.
Yep.
Wilson was involved in two separate incidents.
He plays for the Caps.
Buvanich to the ice, pushing down the back of his neck with a stick. Then while holding him there, hit the back of his head as he lay down in the face, face down on the ice.
I think they fined him $5,000.
Yes, they did.
$500,000.
No.
$5K.
No, I'm saying it should have been $500,000.
Yeah, but then Washington criticized him and got fined hugely for
the NHL subsequently fined the Rangers $250,000 for the statement criticizing him.
So what you're saying, Joe, is you would have fined him twice as much as you'd fine John Lester for not being able to throw to first base.
Right. Uh-huh. That wouldn't stand with me. Lester'd have to go.
Rivers.
Yes, sir.
You saw Miguel hit the home run Saturday on that.
I
said on Twitter you would have gotten a double on that pitch. That was a lefty cookie right in the middle of the bat plate. Hit it 700. You were at a game yesterday. You didn't see him strike out on the breaking ball that he missed by 18 inches.
Was this in the first inning?
Could have
been. Because I heard it. I didn't see it, but I heard the first inning strikeout as we were preparing to take battle.
He missed a pitch. By 18 inches. He was going to get, he was speeding up his bat to get ready for a fastball. Did everybody see that?
I didn't see it.
He missed it from me to Rook. Struck out on it. And the guys on TV were gentle with.
The first inning at bat, there was a man, I think Kirilloff was on first, and he had a 3-0 count. And we were all listening intently. And I remember Gladden said, or Provis says, would you give him the green light? And, hell yes, Glenn says. Let her rip here. Foul the ball about 200 feet or 300 feet, whatever. Next pitch, missed it.
Yeah.
And we all knew what was going to happen. Yeah. He had a 3-0 count and then ended up striking out on three straight pitches.
Kirilloff has not homered since he came back from that wrist thing. You know that? I mean, he was hitting ball out of the park, and he's back, and he's trying, but... The power is gone.
How many are we letting in for the Yankees series?
I think there's no limit right now.
I thought the no limit was lifted after the 4th of July.
I thought it's. You're all I think you can. Up. I think you can go. I think you can. If you want tickets, you can get them now.
But I did see the Twins sent out a press release that if you're vaccinated, you get to go back down the field now. Correct.
Reporters.
Press.
Yeah. But
so there.
There hasn't been much of that in recent years. But but at least if you want to. Get a couple of quotes from somebody, you can go down and hope they'll come over and talk to you.
Starting, when was this published in your paper? May 14th. Starting Friday, 23,700 fans for the 12 home games.
Wonder how they arrived at that number.
23,700?
Yeah, not
800. Big old dartboard. Right. There's a big old dartboard. Let's see.
For the month of June, when the Twins have 12 home games with a series against the Yankees, Astros, Reds, and Indians, capacity will be increased to 80% or about 31,600
fans. So more than want to come.
Right.
Well, the Yankees usually draw well. Nah, they won't. You don't think so?
People hate this team.
They're going to have
hate them. I hate them.
I hate them.
They figure out ways to lose.
Yes, they do.
If it takes takes bad fielding, they'll field badly. If it takes bad pitching, they'll pitch badly. If it takes bad hitting, they'll hit badly. And if it takes two of those things, they'll do both of them.
That's optimism.
Yesterday, they should have been ahead 8-1. They were ahead 2-1. They had runners all over the place.
Oh. Did you see Shoemaker's quote after he barfed all over himself?
Did you see that, Joe? He was sweaty. It was too hot. He gave up nine. He got one out. He gave up nine runs. This guy is, it's like a parody, isn't it? It's like something you'd see in a comedy, a Seinfeld episode, the excuse-making pitcher.
He said he was hot?
He was a little sweaty. He had a little problem gripping the ball.
And they kept him.
I thought they DFA'd him.
No, he's still there. They did it today. They haven't DFA'd him yet.
I saw that quote and I started howling.
Last time he made excuses too.
Right.
Right?
No, Matt, you're not sweaty. You're not very good.
Just not good.
Well, Nine runs in a third of an inning?
Yep.
Holy mackerel.
That's tough to do.
And then they followed that up with four. were down 13-0 after two.
Right. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the bank.
You're going to
the bank?
Yeah, I really am.
I wish I had a reason
to go to the bank. Yeah. Okay. See ya. EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Ricey sent you.
This is Reavers once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And Josh has a very basic question for you. Do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk's clients, and that's Josh Arnold, by the way, they always know what they own. He has found out that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people that are paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. Josh begs of you, know what you own. You see, trust is often overused and it's even harder to find. Take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation. Call him at 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.